Today, the FDA is set to consider emergency approval for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. And as other candidates move along in this process, we want to go in depth on what happens once a vaccine is actually ready and widely available. So over the next 10 minutes, we're going to discuss the known side effects. We're also going to talk one-on-one with someone who participated in a COVID vaccine trial. He's going to tell us more about his reaction to it. And we'll begin with News Nation's Marky Martin. She looked into your rights and whether companies can require employees to get vaccinated. Marky?
And Joe, there's been so much buzz and excitement surrounding the possibility of a COVID vaccine on the horizon from multiple pharmaceutical companies, but we don't hear a lot from folks who aren't willing or wanting to get it themselves. Can your employer require it? What about businesses or venues? Here's what we found out.
Americans are on the brink of the first COVID vaccine getting the green light. On December 10th, the FDA will review Pfizer's vaccine for emergency use. A week after that, it's Moderna's turn. Both the CDC and doctors across the country recommending the double-dose shot as your best chance at protection and society getting back to normal.
But it's going to be a combination of rolling vaccine out quickly and effectively, which I'm confident we have good plans to do, seeing good uptake of the vaccine, which I think is a bigger question.
The latter part of that plan, the good uptake, has some people like Chelsea Perez saying not so fast.
This virus is barely a year old. The fact that we already have a vaccine is exciting, but also terrifying.
She works in Oklahoma City, and she worries about the unknowns of such a novel virus and whether employers could force their employees to get vaccinated.
I think we could highly recommend particular groups of people do get it, but until we know the true effects of it, I don't know that it's the best idea to force anybody to get one.
But will it be legal for your employer to require vaccination? University of California law professor Dorit Rice, who's been speaking on legal issues surrounding vaccines since 2013, says the short answer is yes.
Employment in the United States is usually at will. Your employer can fire you pretty much for any reason. They don't like your shirt, they can fire you.
Rice says employers in the United States have broad leeway to impose workplace rules. Two major exceptions, however, come into play. Americans can refuse vaccines due to disability or religious reasons. Both are protected by law. Rice also says outside of those exceptions, business owners will be legally allowed to deny service or employment to anyone who is not COVID vaccinated.
You have rights that include not allowing people you don't want onto your premises and not serving people you don't want. And your rights are as protected by our Constitution as the rights of others.
On Wednesday, the Department of Defense releasing the first images of what the COVID-19 vaccination record card will look like. A proof of vaccination Americans will be issued to keep in their wallets as part of Operation Warp Speed. Rice says it will be legal for bosses, businesses, or venues to ask for it, but it won't be practical.
Do they have to bring a vaccine paper? What if they forgot the paper at home? Are you going to take their word on that? If so, how do you prevent people from lying?
Yes, certainly a lot of legal gray areas here. Professor Rice also telling me it's more likely that we'll see vaccination recommendations as opposed to mandates and bosses allowing or offering alternative working environments for those who don't wish to be vaccinated. She also says there's a lot of legal uncertainty as to whether you can even mandate this right now while the vaccine is under emergency use. And as far as schools go, she says it is too early to tell without a clinical trial having been done in children. Reporting live in Dallas tonight, Marky Martin, News Nation.